Stephen Keach, former Haste the Day member, song called Black Coffee, which is kind of what I'm needing right now.
Amen.
Because I'm not waking up. The buttons aren't working.
I think this is a user error.
Yeah, it is.
It's Wednesday morning, 6:15 now. Steve-O and Mitch on your mornings.
Woo!
In your mornings. All up in the morning.
In the midst of your mornings.
We're in the morning.
Morning!
Good morning. Hey, I want to talk to you about something.
Yes, sir?
You went to a baseball game last night.
I did.
We have to talk about this because you were confused.
I don't know what happened.
Dude, really? You don't know baseball at all?
No. No, actually, I got to the point where I know that there are innings.
Uh-huh.
I don't know how many.
There's nine.
Nine. That was my best guess. But then someone next to me, one of the girls that was with me, like, no, I think there's 14. I was like, there might be nine. I'm remembering this wrong. And then there's three strikes.
Yeah.
And then that means you're out.
Yeah.
So says the song.
How many outs are there in a half inning?
What's a half inning?
Well, the top half of the inning, and there's the top and bottom half of the inning. So an inning, both teams get to bat, basically.
There are three.
Yes.
Okay.
And the top or the bottom half? Those are half innings.
Top.
So top of the second, bottom of the second.
You lost me. I didn't know there were seconds.
What?
I know there are four balls and you get to walk.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Woo!
Okay, no. But this is important. This is my sport. My life.
This is it. This is your moment.
I took my wife to the World Series for our honeymoon. I'm serious about baseball.
Yeah, I understand this.
I saw the photo last night and Chrissy started laughing and said, oh, that's going to be fun.
I was mostly excited when the mascots would come out.
And of
they,
course
like,
you were.
They like made the hamburger.
Right.
Did you ever see that?
Yeah, I didn't see that. I saw... Oh, wait, maybe I have.
It's like a game that they play.
Make a huge hamburger.
Yeah.
Did you see the taco race the green chili and the red chili?
No, that was sad.
They didn't race?
No.
Oh, weak.
Yeah.
Weak!
Unless I just wasn't looking. I did leave to go get food once.
Oh, see, you don't do that. The ball game.
That's what I said. And guess what? As soon as we were walking up the stairs, everybody started cheering, and I was so mad because...
Yep.
It was the girls that were like, let's go eat. And I'm like, no, I have to know what's going on.
You're a pushover. You allowed other women to influence you negatively to not watch the baseball game.
So negative. But let's see, what else happened? I was convinced the entire time that a ball was going to fly up in the air and as a bird flew by.
Oh, that would have been awesome.
Poof,
that's
like
happened
explosion.
Before.
How's that?
Randy Johnson, he was pitching, I believe, for the Arizona Diamondbacks at the time. Threw a ball, pitch. We're talking a pitch, though, towards home plate. And a bird came swooping in as the pitch was headed towards home plate. Explosion of feathers. Killed it right there.
That's going to be like a game that birds play. They're like, let's see if we can get as close.
Yeah, he didn't make it.
No.
He didn't make it.
He just turned into
that one died.
Angry birds.
Yeah, so I'm proud of you. You went to a baseball game.
Yeah, it was lots of fun. Now, if only I understood what was actually going on. Because literally, I could repeat to you things that happened. I don't really know. Like, I know at some point, they were running the bases, but then the guy who reached second base, he wasn't out. He, like, got, like, halfway between second and third, and then he just, like, stopped and went in. Like, he turned around and went in, and it was just him, not the rest of the team. And I was thoroughly confused. I was like, whoa, what are you doing? Whoa, okay.
Did somebody catch a ball? Somebody batting and then pop out. And if it's a pop out, maybe that was the third out in the inning. And so the guy was on first and
pop
running.
Pop out. What is this? What is this? Kids behind me were saying it. Kids. They're like, pop out. That was a pop out. And I'm like,
well, it's
that's
usually
what the screen
like
says.
A pop fly or something. That means there's a batter. And then the pitcher throws the ball and he hits it and it pops into the air. And then the outfielder catches it for the out.
That happened a lot yesterday.
Yeah. Those are pot flies.
Now I know what that is.
It's a can of corn.
When that happened,
can of corn, that's what you call it.
Can of corn.
Say it with me. Can of corn.
Can of corn.
When you go to the ball game, you're like, can of corn. And then everybody's going to be like,
wow, look at her.
Yeah, that's
the only
it.
Thing I know.
Pops into the outfield. You call it, okay? Can of corn.
Why?
I have no idea.
Because a can of corn.
You know, I have no idea. I really don't. I just know that that's a can of corn.
Oh, man.
I'm going to look that up.
It's important.
At some point.
I feel like that... I feel like that could change the game of baseball.
Yeah, we're gonna talk about baseball more, I promise. And I'm sure half of the women just tuned out. I also got a really good survey today.
Yeah.
Top five reasons why women don't like nice guys.
Oh.
Yeah. And I need a lady in here, so we're gonna do that today. Of course, JoJo's in studio.
Yes.
This morning, Joey Belleville from the Echoing Green.
We should wait for him for that one.
Yeah, we definitely will do that. We got a lot of stuff on the way, including some technological stuff like laser eyes.
Ooh, I want laser eyes.
Yeah, true story. So we're going to be doing that. We got a lot of stuff, dude.
Yes.
A lot of stuff this morning. And right now, brand new House of Heroes.
This is it.
This is brand new.
Didn't our dear friend Leah do it? Review on this or something?
Well, for the next issue that's not coming out till June of the Static Paper.
Wow.
Record doesn't release till mid-July, but I've already heard it. Already got it.
We're in.
Yeah.
I'm
we're
about
part of the cool
in.
Club.
Yeah.
Ah, cool club. Yay.
Doesn't happen often.
No, it doesn't with you. So, we'll give it to you right now. House of Heroes. Song's called Touch This Light. Brand new stuff from them. Static Radio. Doubt right here on Static Radio. Good morning.
Good morning.
Steve-O and Michelle. 6:30 now. It's Wednesday.
6:34 on my clock.
That clock sucks and it's wrong. Okay?
Are you sure?
Yes, I'm very sure. Let's take this random phone call. Static.
Hello in the morning.
Hey.
What's going on?
Oh, you know, just chilling.
I heard you guys talking about like some game with the bat and ball.
Yes,
yeah,
dude.
I don't quite understand
it. Michelle went to, was that your first baseball game ever?
No, the first baseball game was even more embarrassing.
Wow.
Because I didn't understand why people were getting up and leaving. Turns out the game was over.
Wow.
Oh, my God. Look, guys, I played baseball all my childhood.
Yeah.
I love the game. My wife, on the other hand... she's anti-baseball. She just doesn't get it.
No!
She will not watch a game with me. She's just like, she'll watch football. Like, she knows football now, but baseball, she's like, she won't even try.
I have like a rare breed of wife because we get the MLB extra innings every year, and we watch every Angel game.
That's
everyone. And it's
you know what is awesome about that is that when you can do that and spend some time like with your wife watching like a sport, it's pretty cool, you know?
Yeah.
So it's like, man, yeah, you're blessed.
Dude, she fell asleep last night because the Angels, what sucks about that is a huge Angels fan, obviously. They play West Coast a lot of the time, and so game doesn't even start until 8. So it was like 10:30, and I'm like barely struggling to stay awake because I got to get up at 4. And so she was out. We won 4-0. I go to bed, and the very first thing she says when my alarm goes off this morning is, "Did we win?"
I'm like, that's
yes,
awesome.
We did, my love. Yes, we did. You complete me. Yeah. So.
Well, you know what, Shell? You gotta learn the game, girl.
You do.
I guess this is it.
Yeah.
Just start going to games and read up on it and find out what ERA and all the, you know, IP and all the sacrifices. I mean, there's a lot to know, you know.
ERA?
Yeah, earned run average.
Oh, come on, Shell. I gotta get off.
You gotta go. All right. Pull your cruises!
Later.
All right, later, man. You know what?
ERA. That
earned
sounds
run,
like
earned run average. It's the ERA is what it's what a pitcher has. Okay, the earned run average. Runs are scores, if you will. Okay, so if somebody runs the bases and they come and touch home plate, they get a point. That's called a run. And so an ERA is how many on average, how many runs or points the pitcher allows.
Can
so if he's got a 3.24 ERA,
okay.
Yeah, he's averaging about 3.24 runs per game. Yeah, on average.
That was all a guess.
Earned run average. Yes. What's an RBI?
Running.
I'm saving this for Joey Belleville.
Running before.
Wow.
I don't know.
Runs batted in. So if you're batting and there's a guy on second base and you knock one, right? All right, cool, center field, and it's going, okay, he's got a double. Guy on second goes around and he scores. He gets an RBI, the guy that hit the ball, because he just batted in a run.
This is
RBI.
This is very wordy.
Yeah.
RBI. Oh, there's my RBI. I have no idea. Okay, yeah. So he has to run. Okay, can you explain that to me again?
Okay, let's pretend like there's two outs. It's the second inning. All
okay,
right?
And it's your
there's
high
a man
tension.
On second base.
High tension.
High tension.
Two outs.
There's a man on second base.
You can only have three.
Good job. Yes. There's two outs. Guy's on second base. All right. Full count, which means there's three balls and two strikes at this point. Okay?
That's bad.
That means that's called a full count.
Okay, that makes sense because you can only have one more strike or one more ball before you have to either out or you walk.
You're getting it. You're getting
this
it.
This is
very
it.
Good.
This is it.
So the guy on at the home plate, okay, the pitcher pitches him the ball and he hits the ball and it's a line drive right over the second baseman. Boom, and it's a base hit, okay? And the guy on second runs around and gets home and scores. The guy who hit the ball gets an RBI for that, a run, because he batted in a run.
Oh.
It's called an RBI. Runs
okay.
Batted in.
Okay, so.
So that's an RBI.
So it's like.
Good job. All right, RBI there. Cool.
Do you scream that at the games, too?
You can if you want.
That's lame.
You want to be smart. You want to sound like you know what you're doing.
Man, I originally just went because of, like, people yelling at people on the field because
mm-hmm.
you know they could do it so much better. And then
I should buy you a book that's got, because you can actually follow along, you know what I mean, with like balls and strikes and okay, this guy got on first base
you
and
shouldn't
this guy.
Do that.
No,
I feel like I might just draw pictures in it.
Right. So I'm gonna teach you, Mitch. It's gonna happen. Cello.
I'm gonna be,
I like that.
I like it too. I'm gonna be able to wear a baseball cap and
yeah.
For real. Like,
yeah.
Not.
I'm going to give you all the lingo to say.
Yeah.
I'd help Joey. Joey's coming in at 7 o'clock. His son started playing Little League for the first year ever. Joey knew nothing about baseball. I really had to, like, coach him. And so I went to his first game, Julian's first game, so that I could teach Joey all the right things to yell.
Oh, my
from
gosh.
From the stands.
Yell this now.
Yeah.
Write that one down.
True story.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Let's have him recap his son's last game.
Unfortunately, the downside of that was I almost got ejected by the umpire.
Yeah, so you're that person.
I didn't want to teach him too many things because apparently umpires frown upon that when you're actually not just a spectator, but you're involved in the game from the from the stands.
You're gonna be you're that dad.
I was that dad. I really was. True story. And I'm like, I don't care. I don't have a kid here. You know what I mean? So I was like, what are they gonna do? Kick my kid out? I don't have a kid playing in the game.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Removed from the
true
stands.
Story. We'll talk about that. Coming up at 7 o'clock, Joey Belleville in studio from The Echoing Green. And, yeah, right now we got some music for you. This one coming from Ivory Line. The song's called Vessels. Static Radio. Good morning. Static Radio. Yeah. Shello. Michelle and Steve-O.
Nice.
I like the Shello.
Yeah.
If we were a famous actor couple, that would be our nickname. Like Brangelina.
Jelena. Justin and Selena.
They're called Jelena?
Yeah.
That's stupid.
Come on! Why are you such a hater?
Because Brad Pitt and Angelina already kind of have that. They're Brangelina.
Right, so.
So they just shortened it and just did Jelena.
Yes.
That's stupid.
Because people are tired of saying Justin and Selena. Hey, before we go any further,
yeah.
I've decided that you need to talk to me in only baseball terms.
Okay.
The rest of the morning.
Rest of the morning.
Yes.
So that you understand the game of baseball.
Or I just don't understand anything you're saying.
Yeah, if you just joining us, Michelle went to her... that's not even your first...
It wasn't my first.
You went to your... Is it your first Isotopes game?
No.
Even? Wow. And you have no understanding of baseball, really?
I really don't.
This is really sad to me.
I literally go there for the food.
Well, yeah. That's not a bad thing to do.
That's good stuff. I was really surprised.
Monday was 50 Cent hot dog night, and they sold stupid amounts of hot dogs.
I'm really mad I wasn't there, because hot dogs are like $4.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Really expensive.
That's more than 50% off.
We were at Edgefest on Saturday.
Yeah.
For, you know, Amberlynn and the Echoing Green and everybody. And great show. However, it was like $14 for a bottled water, hot dog, and fries or something. They had like a, you know what I mean?
That makes me want to cry, because that wouldn't even fill me up.
No, we ended up leaving, actually.
Yeah.
Because we were like, dude, for that amount of money, we could go somewhere and nice.
Did get you some actually good food. Spend $14?
No.
Good.
Well, I mean, we went elsewhere and got really good food. But then, unfortunately, because of that, we were so, like, lethargic that we didn't go back to the show.
No!
So we missed Incubus and Cage the Elephant.
That makes me mad that you missed Incubus.
Sorry.
That makes me
There's nothing
very
I can
upset.
Do.
You could have gone.
I could have gone back. It was, like, raining and cold, and my wife's pregnant. I'm not going to put her through that.
I keep forgetting that.
Even though she's the one that really wanted to. Yeah.
You're blaming her.
We'll be 12 weeks tomorrow.
Oh, my gosh. It went from 10 to 12. This
I really
fast.
Feel like I need to do something nice for her, because that's a lot of work. I don't have to do anything. She's had to like go get shots and do all kinds of crazy stuff because our blood types are weird or something. And
really?
So they had to do some like crazy booty shot so that she doesn't, so the blood doesn't, I don't know. They were trying to explain it to me. I was like, that's crazy. That's like an alien movie crazy.
This is like you explaining baseball to me.
Okay.
I don't understand.
Apparently our blood types are opposite, and so like
you're
because of that terms. our blood types would attack each other or something like
baseball
that.
Baseball terms.
Okay. In baseball terms. Okay, so it's the Red Sox and the Yankees. Okay.
They're and in they're the like same, arch enemies, right?
They're in the same division.
And isn't there a Red Sox like curse?
Not anymore.
That was broken.
If anybody says that there is, they're stupid. They won the World Series multiple times. There used to be, because they hadn't won in years and years and years.
Apparently, I'm stuck in like 1994.
You need to talk to Sam Swan, our dear friend from Baptist Convention in New Mexico. He's a Cubs fan. They haven't won a World Series since 1908, so people say that they're cursed, but I don't really believe in that.
Right,
so.
Right. We went over this Friday the 13th.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, baseball terms.
I still think it's fun. I don't have baseball terms for blood attacking each other.
Red Sox and Yankees.
That was kind of it.
They're fans.
They're in the same division, and it gets really, really, really bad when they play each other.
It's their fans, because kind of like football, fans go crazy and beat each other up.
True story.
Yeah, I read stories where like some guy was in the hospital in a coma.
That was baseball.
No, that was football.
No, it was baseball. Oh, that happened twice this year. And the funny thing is it happened in baseball and football, and it was San Francisco.
Was it?
I thought
it was like New York.
San Francisco and Oakland played each other. Well, that was baseball, though. The Giants played Oakland A's.
Nope, never mind.
Who'd you guys?
Oklahoma.
The Redbirds?
Hawks. Why don't you get your teams right?
What? The Oklahoma Hawks?
Red Hawks.
Oh, the Red Hawks.
There are Red Birds.
Oh, sorry. You're right.
Wow.
They're called the Red Hawks.
Wow, you call yourself a fan?
Because I don't know some stupid AAA team in Oklahoma City?
Yeah, you should definitely know at least that.
The Nashville AAA team is the Nashville Sounds, Iowa Cubs.
I have this right in front of me. Yeah. I don't know if you're lying to me right now.
I'm telling the truth.
I believe you.
Telling the truth. We're going to definitely not talk baseball all morning because it's really boring to even me, and I love baseball.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
We're going to have to discuss this more with Joey when he gets in because,
I just want to know, like, things that he said at games.
Yeah. We'll teach you. We will teach you the ways of baseball.
Assuming that I'm going to go to another game this
You're
season.
You're going to.
Oh.
Yeah.
We have to record it.
Maybe we'll do a shallow night for the Isotopes.
Are we allowed to do that?
I don't know. I don't know. They usually have, like, that All Faiths night, you know? And
really?
Then usually churches go and, yeah.
Really?
Yeah. It's like one day and they're...
That's interesting.
Like faiths and stuff.
Who plays? The Angels?
Oh. Bad. No, we're all just in the audience and they're like, shout out to Calvary of Albuquerque. And then we all, yeah! And then it's like, shout out to First Baptist Church of... Yeah! All the churches are there in the stands and...
You know, last night... We were sitting talking about all the baseball movies we'd seen. Because, you know... Like, I haven't seen many. I've seen, like, The Sandlot. And that's about it.
Yeah.
And I've been told I need to see Moneyball.
I haven't seen that either. You know what? Joey, actually, he's not a baseball guy, and I think that's partially what helped him start his baseball journey. We'll talk to him. Apparently, he's here.
Okay.
So, we'll get him. We also have some Reliant K on the way back. Good morning, Steve-O and Michelle. Static Radio.
It's a hot spot.
Reliant K, Devastation and Reform. Sorry. Good morning.
No!
Static Radio. No!
No!
Steve-O, JoJo, and Mitch.
What's up?
Good morning.
Having issues with headphones.
Are you?
Yeah, it's only one ear.
One ear?
One ear.
Here, smack the other ear really hard. No, don't do that. That doesn't really work. That doesn't do anything.
Oh, I definitely did it.
Yeah, give it the wigs, bro. Right here. Wiggy, wiggy, wiggy.
Those just may be bad headphones. Good morning, Brodus.
Good morning. What's up, dude?
You know, just chilling, hanging out. Lots to talk about today.
Yes.
I wanted to start you off with something fun.
Okay.
I've been saving this. For you, buddy.
What does it say?
Scientists, actually, are conducting human trials for bionic eyes.
Oh, I heard about this.
Beam images directly into the brain. So, you know, obviously this has been... you know, delegated to, like, Terminator movies so far. But, Australian researchers are set to make computer-aided sight a reality, though not quite as sophisticated as, obviously, like, the cyborgs from said Terminator movies. But scientists from the Monash Vision Group at Monash University in Australia...
Dr. Nicki Monash?
Yes. She will begin human trials of bionic eyes in 2014... And I'm telling you, stop it. Give me that. Yes.
I've got laser eyes.
Hey!
Oh!
Hey!
Here comes no surprise.
Hey!
Christmas lights are blinking.
And I'm so curious. I'm so curious. I'm so curious.
I got laser eyes. Hey!
I'm so curious. I'm so
people will be able to sing laser eyes all day long.
Laser eyes. I've got laser eyes. I know what you're thinking. I'm just not surprised. Christmas lights are blinking.
Yeah!
I don't know what's happening.
Basically, people will be able to sing laser eyes to their friends. And,
Okay, it seems like A, not an exact science.
Right.
Right? B,
right.
Because if you're only seeing stuff with your brain and the robot thing is trying to do what your eye did,
yeah.
Like, how would you even know if it was in focus?
Yeah.
Right?
Like, it's like, it looks like some Rorschach thing splatted up on the wall of your mind, and you're like, okay, wow, that's what you look like?
Yeah.
You're gross.
Apparently, the device will consist of a tiny camera mounted into a pair of glasses, which acts as the retina. Images from this are converted into signals and relayed to a chip implanted in your brain.
There's the part
that
makes no sense. Since when we don't even have a USB cable for the mind.
Exactly.
Much less a chip that can dial in with your nerves.
Yeah, they say the aim for this vision prosthetic is to be at least equivalent to a seeing eye dog or a white cane. I wish I were making that up, but that is the truth.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
That's equivalent to a white cane. When you have a white cane, you can't see.
Right. Professor Arthur Lowry, the leader of this team, said, quote, yeah, the aim is for it to be at least equivalent to a seeing eye dog or a white cane. While it would initially complement existing aids such as these, we believe the device will eventually replace them. And as the technology is further refined, become sufficiently sensitive to discriminate large print. So, yeah.
Man, that's...
I can't even fathom how much that would cost.
That's intense, bro.
Dude, there are about 160 million people in the world considered clinically blind, with 1 million of those in Great Britain, where they're doing this, or where the professor is from, anyways.
There's only one way. I mean, okay. Obviously, yeah. I'm not blind, so I can't, like, I don't want to make light of somebody who has that disability.
Right.
But if I were to make fun of him. But you have to consider, like, the massive amount of chunk of debt you'd be going into for the rest of your life or whatever to even get one of these. So, if I were to do it, there's only one way I'd be in on this. And that's if the eyeballs light up like the Bonnie Tyler video. Turn around every now and then. And I'd be, turn around, bright. I'm right here. If I could do that, dude.
Yeah.
Set.
Yeah. Set. I think I would have to be down with that as well. I think I would have to be down with
that. And I wouldn't even really need to see with it. I just need to be able to light them up.
Right. Well, that's why you'd have laser eyes.
There you go.
I'm telling you.
I know what you're thinking.
I'm just saying. Sounds like good stuff to me. I don't know. They're working on it. And who knows? This is usually what happens. It's kind of like the iPad 1. You know what I mean? It was all right. It was decent. But here's the deal. When they refine the technology, who knows? Maybe it'll become like someday, like bionic eyes, and then you'll be able to see everything.
You mean like X-ray eyes?
X-ray eyes.
What do you mean by see everything?
I don't know. Be able to see. With like laser
see, but
eyes.
Not through stuff.
Well, no, not see through
well,
stuff.
Well, laser eyes would be cool because you'd be able to tell how fast people were going. You could clock them.
Ooh.
Ping, ding. You could print
really,
stuff.
That's not
like
laser
a laser
eyes?
Printer.
That's
that'd be cool.
Those are radar eyes.
He says stuff with his eyes. Yeah, because it prints out.
That's radar eyes. That's There's not radar, laser
yeah,
eyes.
Yeah, but they use a little radar. It shoots a laser and it shoots and bounces back. And that's how they're able. Well, that might be more like a sonar, but still, I could read barcodes. I could work at the grocery place and be like, "No sweat, I got this."
Static.
Hey guys,
what up?
It'll be like Geordi on Star Trek, man.
Dude, straight up.
And then that fool could have infrared, see-through walls. His eyes would be better than ours.
Yeah, I like
totally.
That. Totally. Geordi from Star Trek.
Right.
And,
that's right.
And reading Rainbow.
Yes.
That's
right. Oh, you mean reading Rainbow Guy.
Yeah, reading
that's what
Rainbow
I say.
Guy.
More optical technology, more problems, yo.
Let's be
that's
honest, dude. Star Trek. Star Trek didn't really do a great job with that character.
Geordi?
Geordi, dude. Because
he had a metal
like,
painted like with those little things that girls wear like to hold their hair up.
That's exactly what I was about to say.
Headband.
You would think in the future you could come up with something cooler than say like a chick headband over your eyes. That was the worst looking character.
He looked like 80s punk rock. Huh?
It was terrible.
Yeah.
It was really bad. It was really bad.
When some friends of mine used to go to the Calvary School of Ministry and all used to get together and watch that for their Bible studies.
The Next Generation?
They really just wanted an excuse to watch TV, but they would call it discernment practice.
Oh, man.
They're like, that's Hindu. that's New Age. That's Islam.
Wow.
Yeah. And as long as they called out one of those, then the TV watching was validated.
It's all worth it.
Yeah.
701 now, Steve-O, JoJo, and of course, Crazy Mitch. Right now, some Waverly Static. Good morning. 7:09 now on your Wednesday morning. Some Blindside for you there when I remember. Some Bryan Adams for you right now.
Dude, that's super
say that.
Jam.
It really is.
And so is this.
Yeah. Oh, I was talking about this.
When
you
I
were
remember
about
the
Blindside.
Summer of 69, yeah. I get stoked. I was not made yet, but still,
no.
It's the jam.
It is the jam. I was way not born yet.
That's
but,
right.
But it's still cool.
I wasn't even conceptualized.
No, no.
I wasn't on the drawing board.
Yeah,
no.
Same yeah. here. It was about 20 years later.
The parents weren't even married yet. The parents hadn't even, like, gotten together.
That's right.
Yeah, they had no idea.
I was back to the futuring that bad boy trying to make sure.
Static.
Good morning.
Good morning.
It's Mark Wiggins.
Dude, what is up, Fireman Wiggins?
It's a little earlier for me on a day off than it usually is, but
yeah.
But I have a question for you guys.
We have an answer.
Okay, here we go. If one of your children are about to become a gazillionaire, how much money should you expect from them, and how much should a child expect?
Jacob Stone, Prince of the City. Right here on Static. That band is awesome.
Yeah, dude.
Or was awesome.
They were awesome.
They were awesome. Did you ever see them at Cornerstone?
We played a show with them at with the Violet Burning.
Are you serious?
Mm-hmm.
Will you step up to your microphone so I can actually hear you?
We played a show with them with the Violet Burning. Oh, maybe I'm wrong. Chrissy will correct me. I think it was, you know what? It was Rock and Roll Worship Circus.
Oh, okay. That's totally different.
They were called something else before that, right?
Who, Jacobstone?
No, the Rock and Roll Worship Circus.
No.
Jacobstone was really cool.
They were amazing, yeah. Mm-hmm. Love that band. Steve-O, JoJo, and Mitch in studio this morning. Happy Wednesday to you, 7:38 now. I want to talk about something, because both of you guys are kind of noobs at this. We're talking about...
Fantasy football?
A can of corn this morning.
Anything with sports.
A can of corn. That would be a pop into the outfield. Catch.
Why is it called that?
She went to an Isotopes game yesterday, and I was trying to explain to her baseball, just like I was trying to explain to you baseball with your son's, you know...
Dude, I already know a lot about it.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Okay, let's quiz you then, because we quizzed her this morning. What's an RBI?
That's a roundabout... Interactive.
No.
It's like whenever you're yelling at people and they're running roundabout.
Yeah. That's called a run batted in.
Run batted in.
And what? How do you get an RBI?
Well, first you have to run. Uh-huh. And then you bat them in.
No,
so once there's once there's people out there, you're like, hit the ball, and then they can come in.
Right.
Right. So you got to bring them home. It's also called bringing them home.
Yeah. That is that. Yeah. Bring them home.
The BH.
The BH.
It didn't roll across the tongue as well, so they changed it to RBI.
Yeah.
It's like, we can't call a stat bringing home. It's not
Yeah. Cool. Yeah. Whatever, dude. Yeah. There's ERA. There's the whip.
There's the whip. There's the pop flies.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I learned that one yesterday.
Yeah. So you get a pop fly.
Uh-huh.
That's when you hit it, and it's kind of like when, you know how like when you try to hit a fly?
Yeah.
And it's...
Wow, that's not it at all.
And it doesn't go in straight directions.
Yeah, that's not it at all.
Yeah, and so that when you hit the ball wacky,
yeah,
that's a pop fly, like stupid pop fly. Swat that pop fly.
Yeah, no.
You can also say can of corn.
Can of corn. Can of corn.
Are you serious?
Yeah, when it's a pop into the outfield, whoop, can of corn. And I've always said that since I was a kid. I had no idea. And I found out this morning. We've had some pretty cool listeners who have helped us out. Stever.
It's a taco.
A taco? Call it the taco?
Yeah, take a taco shell.
Uh-huh.
Turn it upside down.
Uh-huh.
Taco. Pop fly.
I don't get it.
It's a big arch.
Yeah. It's called a can of corn.
It's called a taco.
It's called a can of corn, and I can prove
it. Okay. Some dude named Bill Peterson says, Steve-O, a can of corn goes back to the old days in the grocery store when they would stack cans of corn real high. The grocer would use a long stack to knock a can off the pile, and he would catch it. Long stick. And the term was coined in baseball. And then there's also ducks on the pond.
Yeah, ducks on the pond.
Whoa. Why?
Ducks on the pond. Let's see if Steve... are you there?
Yeah.
Ducks on the pond?
Runners.
Uh-huh. How many runners?
Four.
I don't know. It must be two or three.
I don't know. I was just assuming that was bases loaded.
Got some ducks on the pond.
Got some ducks on the pond.
Yes, and like if the baseball players are like a little on the thicker side, lily pads on the pond.
Oh, man.
And dropping your kids off at the pool.
That's a baseball term.
Wow. It's especially used when bases are loaded.
Pickle?
Yeah, and a pickle?
You missed it, dude.
I purposely shot past that one.
Quiz me some more.
Pickle.
What's a pickle?
Pickle.
Well, you're in trouble.
A pickle, exactly. A pickle is when you had a perfectly good play, i.e. cucumber,
right,
that totally kind of went sour. So it's like, oh my gosh, this thing had a great plan of getting us some RBIs, some bring them homes.
Some ERAs.
And then what happened? The whole thing got soaked in vinegar.
You stop laughing at this, Michelle. Yeah.
I'm dying.
That's what happened, dude.
You stop laughing at this.
That's what happened.
You need to learn for real. Don't listen to this guy.
No, the pickle totally exists. They use it in the Sandlot like 7 times.
Yeah.
Pickle.
He's like, I'm in a pickle, which means something bad happened.
Yeah, I'm in a jar of vinegar.
Yeah.
Like, okay, this is going sour, not
bail
sweet.
Them out here,
yeah, yeah, go ahead, Steamer.
Okay, say you run past a base and then, shouldn't have probably not gone farther than that base because now the dude in front of me has the ball.
Right.
Okay. And I need to go back. Oh, he threw it back over to that other dude where I was headed back.
And
I can't go.
You're in a pickle.
You're in a pickle.
Oh. Now, listen, young baseball players, nothing drives me more crazy than to see the throw in a pickle. If you are the defense dude in a pickle,
run him back.
You hold the ball up and you run towards the guy And as soon as he commits to going to the other base, you throw it to get him out. One throw and a pickle.
Yeah. So it's just back and forth, and no, they gotcha.
No, one
there.
Throw.
Yeah. That's,
one throw.
The, that's what the pickle is, though.
That's the pickle.
So a good.
I call that like a Mexican roadblock.
No, it's not like a racial thing. It's just like what it is.
No,
it's just what it is. Yeah. It's just like how a restaurant can be Mexican.
Right.
This roadblock is Mexican.
Wow, I want to go to an Ice Tubs game with you guys.
Okay.
Because, wow, it'd be hilariously
I
bad.
I definitely scream just because everyone else. I don't know if it's a good
thing. So you were just yelling the whole time.
Yeah, especially when, like, the balls were, like, flying, like, out to a different
areas?
A different area. Yeah.
Wow. The outfield areas.
Infield.
And stuff.
The pop flies. The bunting.
Bunting.
And I hate getting bunted.
You know what would have been fun at the game would have been to watch, like, Michelle has no idea. So, like, there's dudes sitting around her, and when they start going, come on!
Yeah.
But she has no idea, but she's just yelling
she's just
at the
yelling,
blue.
I know! Come on! Yeah.
That's awesome.
I got in trouble at your son's Little League game. The ump actually had to tell me to shut up, basically, at the first one.
You made a call and he said, no, it wasn't like that.
That's true, but he was wrong. He was wrong, dude.
The ball was out of play already.
No, hey. It wasn't.
Yeah, it was.
Michelle, that's what he said.
Michelle, take notes here.
Okay,
this is something you yell at the blue. You should take your mask off. You're missing a great game.
Backtrack. Yeah. The blue?
Yeah, the field's green, bro. Oh,
man. The umpire is the blue.
Oh, okay. I don't know what you're talking about.
I can't do this anymore.
It's a green, green field, dude.
It was like Kelly Green
or
yesterday.
Or at the sky.
Wow.
Blue?
When you say yelling at the blue, that was out of the blue. It came out of the umpire. God, I hope not. It was like the sky. Came out of the sky.
You guys are fired. You're fired.
Smells like
you're
Pagosa.
Fired. Stop it.
That was definitely out of the blue.
Wow. Gonna take a quick break. Right back with some acceptance and more with JoJo and Michelle right after this. Static Radio.
According to the Department of Veterans Affairs, experts believe.
Acceptance indifferent.
Okay, you know what? Hold
from their Phantom City.
Hold the phone.
Yeah.
Hold on a second. That's such a good record, dude.
Still
to this day,
brilliant
the acceptance record.
Yeah.
Is a killer record.
I know.
You turned me onto it. So
I
good.
Love those guys. I'm sad they're not a band, but Christian, the guitar player, went on to Amberlin.
Yeah. That's right.
That's where you get all the TC harmonies in Amberlin from.
So awesome.
Yeah.
I'm really bitter with you two right now.
Why?
Because off air, we were talking about Topanga, and you don't know who Topanga is.
That's like what ladies would yell when they hit other people in the parking lot.
Topanga!
Topanga!
No, Topanga.
Oh, that's Tawanda. Tawanda!
Oh, my God.
Who's Topanga?
I'm bitter. 90s show, Boy Meets World.
What?
Ah!
Topanga?
Topanga.
Topanga.
No.
Yo. I have no
played
idea
by Danielle
Fishel.
Topanga. She was Corey's girlfriend throughout the entire show.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
And her name on the show was Topanga?
Topanga.
Well,
she was like hippie child.
Well, that's why the whole thing wasn't working. Oh. Why would you? I wouldn't. Topanga.
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 Got me.
It does sound like an exclamation.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
It does. I'm really upset with you guys right
Topanga.
Now.
Topanga.
Topanga. Dude, sorry we're not five.
Yeah,
I wasn't five when I watched that show.
You were seven.
Yeah.
Wow.
I was older than five. I was at least in second grade.
Oh, okay.
Here we're gonna get the angry call now from hello.
No, it's not an angry call. Topanga was the girl on that show with Fred Savage.
Boy Meets World.
Yeah.
Wait, Fred Savage, the dude in the Wonder Years?
No, her. His,
yeah,
brother.
That was the Wonder Years.
No. Yeah, it was the Wonder Years, and her name was
and
Wendy.
And his brother was challenged.
And the girl's name was Wendy.
Wendy.
I know what you guys
That's
are
Peter
doing.
Pan.
Oh, no. Wait, I know what show you guys are talking
Eight
about.
Is enough.
Yeah, his brother.
The Wonder Years.
Ben Savage is the guy that was on Boy Meets World.
What? Oh, Tawanda.
It was, no, oh, I know who you guys, are talking about the Macho Man Randy Savage.
He
was
a
rat.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Snap it to us,
and he was in Predator.
Yeah.
You guys are old.
Yeah. No, that wasn't Macho. So, was it Randy Savage in Predator?
No, that was Arnold Schwarzenegger.
But there was a wrestler
who
in it.
Who was in...
Who became
that was
the governor.
Jesse the Body Ventura was in it, yeah. And he owns Minnesota.
Right, which Kevin Bacon visited once.
Right.
And there you
I
have
love
it.
That. Topanga.
Topanga.
Thanks for the call.
Sorry, they were born Thank in like you. 1909.
Dude, thanks for clarifying that. Yeah. We totally know. We totally know.
Yeah. It sounds like I missed out being born so early. Topanga.
You did.
Man.
Oh, man.
If only I knew there was such great things in store.
In the year of 1988.
I would have stayed in.
Yeah. Okay, Topanga. I want to talk about something.
Okay.
All right. This has been a big deal. I don't know if you guys are news readers or check out. Do you guys watch the news? I'm not a news guy.
No, I read it on my.
Apparently, this has been a big deal, though. So you may have read this on your iPad.
Okay.
After a weekend of brutal publicity over its refusal to grant a dying Vietnam vet a ticket refund, Spirit Airlines issued a simple response. Apparently, here's the back it up.
What did the guy want a refund for?
Spirit Airlines, who, you know, I guess they do flights, whatnot, right?
Wow. You're good.
Yeah, thanks. They do, flights
journalism.
And stuff.
Okay.
And stuff. This guy bought a ticket to Atlantic City last month so he could go visit his daughter before she had surgery. But when his esophageal cancer left his immune system too ravaged to travel... His doctor forbid him from flying. He called the airline and said, "Hey, I'm forbidden to fly. I'm dying. Will you please refund this ticket?" And they said, "No. Sorry, policy states that we don't refund tickets. We can give you another ticket for a later date." And he said,
"You can't fly.
I'm like, dying."
Sure, well, my... Oh, yeah. Jeez. Like,
so we'll they
take
said,
care of your casket.
So this is what they said. They said, cool. Yeah, we will totally refund your money if you expire while traveling.
Oh my gosh. Are you serious?
I kid you not.
They did not say that.
I kid you
hey,
not.
Hey, Topanga, did you catch that?
No, she's
said,
you have to go do your real job.
Yeah, I have a real job.
She has a real
not
job.
Not yet. You still got like 3 minutes.
She's allegedly apparently supposed to go.
55.
Like, yeah, okay, go. Go.
All right, Mish.
Fine, Mish.
You're
gonna fly like here. Spirit Airlines.
That's yeah, right. you're gonna make like Spirit Airlines and
bounce.
So the only way that they said the only way they'll refund this guy's ticket is if he expires while traveling.
Yeah.
Was their words.
So,
wow.
Yeah. So interesting enough that people are obviously going back and forth at Spirit. They say, "Quote at Spirit, we treat all of our customers equally and with respect. That means our non-refundable fares are non-refundable for everyone." No exception. Those are the rules.
Okay.
And this guy's like, I'm dying. The $197 would probably be good for the urn my family's going to have to buy in a few weeks.
Right.
He didn't say the second half, but it's kind of true.
Wow.
I mean, let's be honest.
Okay, let's not.
So,
push it over
The Department of Transportation, however, has said this. If someone is ill and they have a doctor's note, airlines must refund their money. This is in every airline's contract of carriage. Interestingly enough, remember the swine flu?
Yeah.
They didn't want to sick people flying due to the spread of disease, and so, therefore, if someone was dying with that, they also had to refund the money.
Mm.
And so now it's going back and forth, but Spirit Airlines holds to their statement that we are non-refundable for everyone. And so unless he's going up to the big Spirit Airlines in the sky...
Oh, my gosh. Is that what this whole setup was for? So that this music bed made sense? This is why.
I'm just saying.
Oh my gosh.
Spirit Airlines.
This guy. You are the worst. That was cheap. That was a cheap.
Unlike
cheap,
his airline ticket that he can't get refunded for.
Oh man. Oh my gosh, dude. You're the worst.
Oh, yeah. Coming right back, we've got Teresa from the Albuquerque Rescue Mission right now.
Was that even a real story?
Yes, it's a real story. Right. Man, I don't make stuff up.
Yeah, you do.
Culture Shock now, Static Radio.
This is Culture Shock. It kills me not to...
This is Urban. New Earth here on Static Radio. Oh, I can't even talk. Good morning. Steve-O and JoJo in studio. Mitch had to, you know, go do a real job. You know, someday.
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 Real
to
jobs.
My left, I have Teresa from the Albuquerque Rescue Mission.
Hey!
What?
Good morning.
Welcome.
Thank you.
How are you?
I'm great.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's a beautiful day.
It is a beautiful day in the neighborhood.
Yep.
How's the rescue mission doing?
We're doing good.
Yeah?
Busy.
Busy, busy?
Yes.
It's warm. The winter shelter is closed, which means there's about 17 times the amount of normal amount of homeless people hanging out, right?
Yeah.
Pretty much? Yeah. Maybe not 17 times, but...
I don't know about 17. I don't have my calculator.
Yeah. Dude, I was a little thrown off. I was at a red light, and I looked up to my right, and I immediately freaked out because there was a dude holding a fake owl at an underpass, and I'm assuming it was to scare pigeons away, but he had like a huge owl. Is that normal?
Yeah, I have one in my backyard.
To scare birds away?
Yeah.
Other birds?
Yeah.
Yeah. Because he was in the underpass, and apparently it was working. Because there were no penguins. What are they called? Pigeons.
It does scare penguins away.
It does scare penguins away.
I think New Mexico scares penguins away.
Yeah. That was new to me. So do you guys need, like, owls? Do you need fake owls?
We don't need fake owls.
Okay.
You think he was just installing it, maybe?
No, he was asleep. He was asleep, and there was, like, a big old...
Oh, he was keeping the birds off of him.
Yeah, there was a huge, like, fake owl standing next to him. And he was sleeping by it, and there were no pigeons around him.
We all need pets.
Yeah.
Watch dogs.
I'm just saying.
Watch owls.
I've never seen it. Ooh. Harry Potter, I guess, you know, he's got owls.
So maybe
he was taking a cue from Harry Potter.
Hey, owls, the plastic owls keep birds away.
Is Harry Popper?
Oh, my gosh. You're the worst. Steve-O has, like, zero sense of comedic timing. B... let's talk about what's going on at the rescue mission. Steve is trying to turn everything into a funny. All right, so you don't need owls over there. Let's talk about what you really need, sweetheart. What's going on at the rescue mission?
I'm going to tell you. I told you last week we need socks and underwear, and it's not coming in. Socks and underwear.
Socks and underwear.
Steve-O, can you...
I'm recovering.
Can you spare
slowly
one of the two that you wear all month?
Yeah, true story. All mine have holes in them. It's ridiculous.
We would like new
ones.
They want
new ones.
They would like
Do
new
not
ones.
Send new old ones.
Yeah, right. New socks, new underwear, please. And still nothing, really?
Nothing.
Who are we going to have to fight to get underwear? That's weird. Somebody.
I like the idea of the sock hop.
Yeah, the sock hop. Why not? I'm just saying. Maybe if you're coming to prom, bring some extra socks. Huh?
Oh, there's a good idea.
Prom's this Friday, right here at the Hub at Calvary of Albuquerque. You know? Wow. Bring some socks. Bring some underwear.
That'd be great.
Extras, I mean. Yeah. You should always bring those. You should always have those
always
on your person.
Always have those on.
Yeah.
My family would always say if you were driving someplace to have an extra just in case you get in a wreck.
And, really?
Yeah. And the hospital has to take you and you have a spare pair. Isn't that how the phrase went? It's like, pack an extra pair.
If you're in a car accident, you're not going to have time to change your undies.
Well, let's just say that you want a pair to change into.
Literally wrecked.
Well, if I was in an accident and I saw the ambulance was coming and then I looked down and saw what my fear did to me, I would be like,
you would want to change.
Maybe I should try to change before anyone shows just to keep a semblance of dignity.
Yeah. But
airbag did not cut it.
If you were ever in an act, I would change your shorts for you, man.
Thanks, dude.
Hey, that's
a good
what
friend.
Friends are for. You know what I'm saying?
That is a good friend.
Yeah, so
I appreciate that.
So the rescue mission. You guys obviously need... Oh, here, I'm going to take this call. Because, I mean, it can't get any more random. Hello, Static.
Boxers or briefs or both?
Boxers or briefs or
preference?
Oh, I prefer boxer briefs. Actually,
no, for the rescue mission, is there a preference? That's a good. That's actually a legit question.
I want to know. And what sizes?
All sizes and whatever kind you want to bring.
Okay,
so it doesn't matter if they're boxers or briefs or
women's, men's,
or boxer briefs.
Children's.
Gotcha. So just the what if you were to break down the statistics of, do you have mostly men down there right now, or what do you have? What's the pie chart right now of demographics that you have?
It's probably about 75% men.
Okay.
Wow.
Adults.
Okay.
And then 25% women with small children.
Okay. So there you have it.
Yeah.
So as you're thinking about your donations, maybe round them out like that. You know, mostly like men's socks and
large
undies, and then maybe some ladies and children's socks and undies.
Dude, yep. You can get a package for cheap.
Yeah.
Yep.
You know?
Go to Walmart.
Yeah, go like to a brand or the bulk places.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? They got cheap, big old, I don't know.
Yeah.
That's what I'm thinking. So, okay, socks, underwear, always a necessity. It is summertime. Of course, you guys could always use volunteers. You serve
always
breakfast and dinner 6 days a week.
Yep.
So, abqrescue.org is the website. And, of course, 346-HOPE, the phone number is 346-HOPE, if you would like to take part in the rescue mission, what's going on. Or, of course, we're a drop-off point. So, if you would like to bring your socks and underwear to the, extra socks and underwear to the station, you can do so.
How come you haven't?
How come I haven't brought in socks and underwear?
Uh-huh.
Dude, that's called conviction. That's messed up right there. I will have some next week, I promise.
I won't be here. I can't come next week.
You won't
week.
Be next week.
You got 2 weeks to buy some socks and underwear.
Okay. My wife's been saying that for years. So, and I still, my drawer is still full of holes.
Pick up some for yourself, buddy, while
yeah,
you're at
while
it.
I'm at it.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll go find like a twofer special and maybe actually get me some new.
Yeah.
The elastic's like worn off on my.
It's the month of May. A month of May. You could use a different pair of underwear.
This is
month.
True.
Yeah.
I'll do that.
I'll do that. One pair a quarter is definitely not cutting it for you, probably.
Yeah, true story.
Yeah.
True story.
Like they'll DJ on their own probably now at this point. That's who's been telling all these jokes.
Wow.
Stale boxers.
ABQRescue.org or 346-HOPE, the phone number. As always, Static Radio is a drop-off point. So if you have socks, underwear that you would like to bring down, that you would like to have donated to the rescue mission, and you can't make it all the way downtown, dude, we're close, all right? Don't lame out.
Yeah, it's one of those things that I think a lot of people forget about, like the super bare necessities.
Right.
You know, like, you know, whether you
see. Well, if you have those, then they're not bare necessities. They'd be actually like clothed necessities.
Yes, but those go on your bare body.
That's right.
Super. Those are basics.
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 So not bare, because you're not bare.
Well, before you rock a pair of jeans, you want to have a pair of grundles underneath there, right?
True story.
So. Those are super basic needs that that I know that, like, if you're going through stuff and you're looking to donate stuff, you're not always thinking about that because A, those things need to be new and stuff like that. So take a trip to the store, you know, and pick some up.
Boom.
That's a good call.
Yeah, I like
that's
it.
A good reminder.
You can
thank you.
Make a big difference in the life.
Absolutely.
Of somebody.
Yeah. True story.
It's amazing. Just like to have some clean clothes to wear is truly a blessing, especially when you don't have it, you don't even think about it.
Yeah.
And then it's like, oh my gosh, it would be so great to have some clean clothes. So yeah, I can imagine it's a major blessing.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. ABQRescue.org or 346-HOPE. As always, Teresa.
You're
so I won't
awesome.
See you next week.
No.
But we'll see you in 2 weeks.
2 weeks.
Okay.
Thank you guys.
All right.
You're great.
No, you're great.
Hopefully
the listeners are great, and they'll be bringing us socks and underwear. That's what I'm hoping
Please
for.
Please do.
There you go.
Men's large. That's what I'm gonna say. There you go. Average. Men's large. There you go. Socks and underwear.
Yeah, just break down all sizes. Yeah.
Break it down.
Yeah.
All right. Got some AJ Cheek for you right now. The guitar player for Aaron Gillespie's Worship Project. Some solo stuff right now. Song's called The River. Static Radio. Good morning. That would be Thrice. The song's called Anthology. Static Radio, good morning, 8:24 now. Welcome to the morning show. Sivo and JoJo. Yeah, buddy.
What up, dude?
What is up, my friend?
How are you?
You know, can't complain. Been an interesting morning. Speaking of interesting. No, no, you go. What?
No, you tell me.
Okay, I got something that I want to talk about that, makes me a little sad.
What's that?
Obi-Wan Kenobi has reverted to the dark side of the Force.
What are you talking about?
Obi-Wan Kenobi!
You can't rewrite the past, bro.
I know, but this is the future.
What?
This just happened 15 hours ago, according to Yahoo News.
What?
Obi-Wan Kenobi, we know he was always kind of a rogue Jedi, right? He didn't really listen to authority very well, and, you
know. Are you talking about Alec Guinness?
Dude, I'm talking about, well, Guinness, but not Alec. California man who legally changed his name to Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Oh my gosh, are you serious?
Yeah. Has given in to the temptations of the dark side of the Force as he was charged with a hit and run this week. According to the Auburn Press Tribune, Obi-Wan Kenobi was allegedly responsible for a 5-car accident and is charged with leaving the scene after the wreck occurred.
What?
Yeah, that's not the Obi-Wan Kenobi I know.
No, it's not.
Are you guys
not
talking about old Ben Kenobi? Hey guys.
Hey, Billion.
We are such nerds that is so funny.
Right.
It's like the fact that we get
Ben Kenobi?
It's all nuance right there, and yeah, we totally get it.
Yeah. No, I wish I were. This is first name Obi-Wan. He didn't even do it right because it's Obi-Wan, and he there's no dash.
Mm.
It's Obi-Wan, one word. Kenobi. Yeah, reckless he is. Reckless. He is.
Man. I love working around nerds.
Yeah.
That's one thing I love about being over at Apple is you can have a Star Wars conversation almost any moment of the day and everyone's in, even the girls.
So here's the big here's the big nerd question, okay? This is the question. I want you to post this on Facebook. Obi-Wan Kenobi, obviously not the real one, arrested for this charge of hit and run. He legally had his name changed to Obi-Wan Kenobi because Star Wars being his favorite movie. Now, I know your favorite movie of all time, JoJo, is not Star Wars.
That is right, buddy.
But if you could legally change your name to any fictional character you wanted, what would you change your name to?
It would easily be Ferris Bueller.
Yeah, I know. That's your favorite movie.
Yeah.
So
I would even just do the first and middle, Ferris Bueller Belleville. I would even make Bueller, Ferris Belleville, because that way the first name would just be Bueller, Bueller.
Dude, what about you, Billiam? If you could change your name to any fictional character, what would you want your name to be?
Oh, my gosh.
I know, it's a big one.
Well, when I was little, I wanted to change my name to Snake.
Snake?
From G.I. Joe.
No way, like Snake Eyes?
Snake Eyes, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, and then luckily my mom kept talking me out of that one.
We almost actually legally changed Luke's name to Duke because his name's Luke after Luke Skywalker. Yeah, true story. But I've always called him Duke. That's his nickname, and that's what he prefers, and that's what he asks to be called is Duke. So everybody calls him Duke. And so I actually asked him this last year. I'm like, hey, do you want us to change? I kind of like Duke. Can we always? I always call him Dukers or Duke. And but no, he said, no, Luke's
you asked
my,
him?
I asked because he would understand
the ramifications.
I asked the 6-year-old.
What would you do with your...
How he would feel when he's 20 years later.
How would you change the... Could you change the L into a D on your knuckle?
Oh, that'd
knuckle?
Be easy, dude. You'd just loop, curl it around. You know what I mean? Yeah. Just curl around the L.
It only costs $60 to get your name changed.
Are you serious?
Yeah, dude. Some guy... No, listen. Some guy... To get into the app, the WWDC, the developers conference for Mac, it's been sold out forever. So this dude in the Bay Area, it's open to Bay Area residents, was offering to, he said, if you for the right price, he'll legally change his name to your name, buy a ticket with your name, and then change his name back.
What?
Yeah, like you can be totally bought like that. He would go down and register his name, change it to your name, buy his ticket because the tickets are branded with names.
Yeah.
And then change it back.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy?
That's insane.
I know. But you can't, I think it's too easy to get your name changed because Steve-O was super into toys growing up and he was going to change his name to Ken.
And stop it.
That's all right. I mean, I was into action figures, but Steve-O... So anyway,
not so much.
It's all right, but you know you can change it.
Well, my friend changed his last name to Doom.
Are you serious?
Stop it right now,
Charlie Doom.
Tell me he has a doctorate so we can call him Dr. Doom.
I wish. I don't think he's ever going to go to college.
What was his
well,
old last name?
Well, with a name like Charlie Doom, why would he need to?
what was his old last name?
I don't know. Some Spanish thing.
Oh, man.
I couldn't pronounce it.
Little Doom, okay.
Well,
I told you about my friend Dan Montoya. He worked with this dude, this Asian cat, and his name was actually Ho Lee. And everybody kept like...
Stop it.
No, his name was Ho Lee. And so, of course, everyone's making fun of the poor guy, right? And so one day he was like, man... They're like, hey, what's up, Ho? Hey, Ho Lee. And he's like, man, just call me Nelson.
Nelson.
So I don't even know where that comes from.
I worked with him.
What?
Nelson.
Yeah.
I worked with him.
Yeah, his name's Ho Lee.
Yeah, I worked with him. He worked with me. Like you said that story, and I'm like,
yeah.
I know that cat.
Yeah.
That's a true story.
Yeah.
Anyways. All right, we're talking about this dude who legally changed his name to Obi-Wan Kenobi, but unfortunately, he is no Jedi. yeah, this dude, he's more closely related to the dark side, unfortunately. His real name was Benjamin Kale Feet. His real name's already Benjamin. Why couldn't he have just said Old Ben? Yeah, I'm Old Ben.
I'm Old Ben.
I'm Old Ben. Legally changed his name to that of the Star Wars character. I guess it was part of a radio contest in 1999. And that was when The Phantom Menace came out. Big deal. And so he changed his name legally to Obi-Wan Kenobi. And yeah, unfortunately, he was charged for a hit and run and sucks at life. And therefore... Poor Obi-Wan Kenobi's name is being drugged through the mud right now.
Should have spent more time practicing on that pod racer.
Yeah.
So if you could legally change your name to any fictional character, any name, what would you change your name to?
Or even better, what if you had the ability to change someone else's name? Like my buddy Jesse over and I went up online and told him that I was going to change his name to Blassy Blubably. It's like, I'm changing your name to Blassy Blubably.
What? Why?
It's just a spelling nightmare.
And I went down to, and I told him that I went down to the, and turns out I can't do it. I said, I can't. Turns out if you go to the county clerk, you have to be that person, and I can't change his name, but that I was allowed to change it in my mind. So there you go, Blassy.
Blassy?
Blassy Blubably.
I'll start calling Jesse Blassy.
Blassy Blubably?
Yeah, Blassy Blubably.
Blubably.
Blubably. Easy, bro.
Right?
Easy.
Yeah. What would you change my name to?
Oh, man. Well, I already have.
Oh, to Brodus.
And everyone calls you that, including your children.
My children call me Brodus. It's
so
true.
So when I give somebody a nickname, it sticks.
Yeah, it does. I come home, and the kids always get excited because they hear the door opening, and they come over, look, I walk in the door. Oh, it's Brodus. I'm like, what is this? Actually makes me
amazing.
Laugh, of course.
Amazing. I love it. Yeah. Brodus. Yeah.
It's Brodus.
Yeah. I would totally. Et tu, Brote. Yes. You are Brodus forever.
Et tu, Brote.
I'm just saying. That's look at that. I can do Star Wars and Shakespeare nerdian in the same phrase. I'm good. What would you change your name to, Billiam? Come on. Anything you want.
Anything.
Any name in the world.
I don't know.
In the universe. In the galaxy.
I know this wouldn't work, but I feel like Gambit's a really strong, cool name.
Gambit?
Gambit. I love Gambit.
Yeah. As you're going to run the Gambit. Oh, that's
no,
a Gambit.
No, that's a Gambit.
That's a Gambit.
You're running the Gambit. Oh. No, Gambit, dude.
Gambit sounds like it's just short of something you shouldn't say.
Right.
I ran the Gambit. Oh, you almost ran
yeah.
It.
I could carry stuff around and I could light cards on fire with a lighter and then flick them at people.
Wow. Yeah. Would you wear the big, like, trench coat with, like, the brown thing that came up?
Yeah, I'd probably have to ask
the, like,
David Bowie to borrow a jacket or two.
Yeah, bow staff and all that. Come on, Gambit.
I think you should go for something
X-Men.
Exotic, Steve-O.
Yeah,
something like you spell weird, like Theopoos.
Theopoos.
What's up, Theopoos?
Just saying. Dude, facebook.com/mystaticradio.
How do you spell that?
I have no idea.
I think it's got a couple U's.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like
if you could legally change your name to any fictional character, what would you change your name to?
Motley Crue.
Dude, Yes. Brometheus.
Brometheus.
Paul Gallegos out in Houston says Brometheus.
Brometheus.
Mm-hmm. Mighty Boosh reference. Good job. Jessica says Rapunzel.
Mm.
Alexander says Darth Revan. He's like a, that's like super nerdy Star Wars right there. That's like a fictional character of a fictional video game of a fictional, yeah, anyway.
Ando says his name would be Peter Bruce Wayne Parker. Bam! I like how he pops the bam. It'd be Peter Bruce Wayne Parker, what's the name of the chef who's always like, bam!
Emerald.
Emerald. Oh, Emerald.
Emerald Peter
See,
Bruce Wayne Parker.
If my first name was Ando, I would change my middle name to Calrissian.
No doubt.
Yeah. Like, yeah, I'm Ando. Ando Calrissian.
Guess who doesn't need to change his name to something cool? Ando.
Yeah, exactly.
Ando's name's already changed.
We gotta give Han more time. All right.
This deal gets worse all the time.
If you could change your name to anything, we want to know. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio or 505-338-3700. Hello.
Hi, I would totally change my name to Darth Maul.
Darth Maul?
I've signed wedding books that way, and I have gone to Dion's and said Darth Maul every time.
Wow.
Dang. You'd be going through a lot of mascara or eyeliner because you'd be drawing, you'd have to like keep going, like make all the cool face marks.
True story.
That'd
True
be story. Awesome. Although your husband might be bummed.
You want to be a what?
I want to be a nurse, so think about it. Just walking through the hospital with Darth Maul on my name tag.
Dude, that'd be kind of scary cool.
Yeah, I'd be like,
Yeah.
That's okay. I tough it out.
I feel better now.
I feel better now.
I'm feeling much
Thank you so much, Darth Maul.
Thanks for the call.
Dude, I've always had a gamer tag since I can remember that's been Darth Blizz.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I could do that, maybe.
Darth Blizz? Change Blizz? Your name to Darth Blizz?
So I don't think Blizz is a word.
Here we go. Here we got some more people chiming in. We got Brian said he would change his name to Max Power or Trent Steele.
Those are powerful names.
Rachel said she'd change her name to Poe.
From Kung Fu Panda?
Yep.
Nice.
And then I like this one. Amber said she would change her name to Electra XD.
What?
Yeah. XD.
Isn't that just, maybe it's just Electra and then she's trying to do the sideways smiley face with like the squinty eyes.
Probably.
Probably. Probably.
Nate says he would just change his first name to Captain.
His name being Nate Hook. Hook.
Nate Hook.
So.
Ooh, good one.
Yeah. I don't have any cool, I can't think of anything great that I would change my name to.
Dude, you know, some people want to change your name from something. So I remember a couple weeks ago we were talking about crazy names, you know.
And yeah.
Some people's names they feel like are curses, you know. Like they're. Do you remember Debbie Rockhold that used to work here? Kevin Miller's mother-in-law?
Yes.
So she would be the first one to tell you. Her maiden name was Sexy. Debbie Sexy.
Yeah.
But it was spelled like S-E-C-K-S-E or something like that. It was like a weird, but it was pronounced Sexy. Yeah, and she was super bummed because, you know, she's like, I was this awkward, skinny teenager, and last thing, I didn't want to be Miss Sexy, you know? She's like, because I was not. Her brothers, on the other hand, loved being Mr. Sexy. Yeah.
I helped coach my son's basketball team. And a couple of the kiddos on the team, their last name was Hands. It's Hands. Mm-hmm. And so Val, her husband, was Mr. Hands. You know what I mean?
Ooh.
And so, yeah, exactly. Yeah. In high school? Are you kidding me?
Not cool.
Mr. Hands?
Not all right.
Yeah.
Static. I didn't get a date.
What's up, guys? I'm awake now.
Oh, Blue Boy from Cruises. What up?
You know, it's funny that you were saying Hands because we do a job and... the husband was Payne and the wife was Han, so on the ticket it would say Payne Han.
What?
But, man.
That's weird, but if I could change my name, I have kids and they used to watch this show, I would change it to Zaboomafoo.
Zaboomafoo.
Is that little monkey that jumps around?
I don't think it's a monkey, I think it's more like a, I don't know.
It's that workout. It's that workout little like a yellow lizard guy that jumps around, right?
Dude.
Oh, no. It's a black and white. Like, ain't it black and white?
Zaboomafoo.
Yeah. Zaboomafoo.
Maybe, do you have a color TV or is it... Are you sure it's supposed to be black and white?
It's all a black and white world to this guy.
Yes.
Zaboomafoo.
Oh, I think, I don't know. It was like a... Yeah, I guess it was a monkey.
I'm going to start calling you Zaboomafoo.
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 Zaboomafoo. All right. Blue Boy from Cruises. My son actually, you know, his name's Luke. He seriously asked if we could change our last name to Skywalker. And I thought about it.
Daniel Walker said he'd change his name to Texas Ranger.
Texas Ranger?
Yep.
That'd be cool.
Let's see. Vincent Allen Cerna said he would change it to Vincent Danger Cerna.
Danger is his middle name.
Yeah.
I know a guy who's named his son Jack Danger.
Yeah.
McCallum.
Oh, that's so cool.
Let's see. Amber says, dude, it was just a smiley face.
Oh,
so
the
I guess
XD.
It was just Electra.
So just Electra.
I wasn't sure she was naming it after like Century Theater.
Yeah.
So I love 3D movies so much. I'm changing my name to XD.
To XD.
I'm going to be Real D.
Justin's going to change his name to Charles Xavier.
Ooh, Professor X.
And Jess Martinez, a girl, Jess, said that she would change it to Voltron.
That is awesome.
Voltron Martinez.
Talking about a gentleman who legally changed his name to Obi-Wan Kenobi, and it was hilarious until recently when he got in trouble with the law and arrested and thrown in jail for 5 days and had to tell people his name was Obi-Wan Kenobi. So if you could legally change your name to anything you wanted, what would that be? 338-3700. Hello, Static.
Dude, the Boomafoo is a black and white lemur.
Lemur,
a
that's
lemur
it.
A lemur from what?
From like a PBS old time like TV show for like little kids.
Okay. The Boomafoo.
He dances around the jungle and sings songs.
Wow.
Okay.
All right. Yeah, with, his like boombox.
With his boombox. With his boombox. He's from space.
Yeah, exactly. Like Zurbin.
Like Zurbin.
Static.
Okay, so I called this in once off the air that I know somebody named Eerie Story.
Eerie Story?
Her first name was Eerie. And her last name was Story.
Wow.
She doesn't need to change that because that's awesome.
Yeah.
I worked with her and I had to walk around calling her Eerie.
Dude, I would change, if my last name was Story, I would change my first name to The Never Ending.
There you go. That would be memorized word for word.
Dude, that would be my first name. No. Dude, it's mornings with The Never Ending. Dude,
oh
I'm telling,
gosh.
Telling you.
The Never Ending.
Except, do I really want to be associated with that movie? That movie's awful now.
No, Falcor.
It is Falcor? Not awful.
Falcor rules.
Yeah, dude. The first one is still awesome, dude. It's dope.
I gotta be honest, it's probably my favorite part about having kids is getting to name them cool things.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? My wife,
how come
you know,
we haven't talked to Johnny B about this?
Because
he's the king.
Yeah,
why don't
story.
You just get pets instead? That seems like a lot
like
easier.
My dog, Indiana Jones?
If you want to name stuff.
Because, they're you know, Here, they're not as fun. Let's be honest. Kids are cool. Kids are cool, you know, when you're like, hey, Voltron, come here, Voltron. That's awesome.
That is not okay, dude. You can't treat your kid's name like a stinking punchline.
True story.
Here, call
Static
number.
Radio.
Hey, it's Kurt, Joey Stevo. Hey. I grew up up the street from this real artsy-fartsy, quiet lady, lived in a house all by herself.
Uh-huh.
And her honest-to-goodness legal name, because we used to have to steal her mail to make sure, said Lettuce Moon.
Lettuce Moon?
Oh.
Lettuce Moon.
Wow. There's wow. so much fun to be had with that.
Lettuce Moon?
Brothers! Lettuce Moon.
Lettuce Moon.
That is the worst.
Wow. Thanks for the call, Kurt.
Lettuce Moon.
All right, later.
That'd be like having your name as Precious Ham.
Wow. All right, we're calling our dear friend. Let's see if he's available. He may be busy playing Warcraft. Gianni B, guitar player for the Echoing Green, and good friend.
And crazy kid namer
and
professional.
Craziest kid namer of all time. The funny thing is, we're talking about this dude who legally changed his name to Obi-Wan Kenobi. I tried to name Luke Kenobi.
Hello?
Johnny!
What is up,
my bro? You're on the air, my bro, Tease.
Yes.
I figured as much.
Yeah.
Hey,
yeah.
We wanted to call you because we were talking about how you're a really good guitar player, but you're also a professional crazy kid namer.
Yeah, yeah, true story.
Apparently I am, yeah.
Tell us your kids' names.
And I have a call coming in on the other line.
Ignore them.
It's not as important as us. It's not as important as us. We're talking right. about a dude who legally changed his name to Obi-Wan Kenobi and unfortunately was recently arrested and spent 5 days in jail explaining to everyone around him that his name was Obi-Wan Kenobi. So,
dude.
Question number one for you, Johnny. If you could legally change your name to anything, what would you change your name to?
What would I change my name to?
Yep. Come on, you know that you're living vicariously through your crazy kid name, so what would you change your name to?
First and last, or just first?
Well, let's be honest, your last name's Ball, so if you could change both, let's do that.
Okay, I'm going to be honest with you. I'd go with Han Solo, dude. I mean, it just doesn't get much cooler than Han Solo.
This is true.
He even looks like Han
Solo. He does look like Han Solo, or Kevin Bacon.
I have a picture of you and Johnny at Halloween. I think I'm going to post on the
where I was
here.
Dave Navarro. Ooh. And
you were Dave Navarro and Johnny was Han Solo.
Yeah, post it. So,
Solo for sure.
Tell us your kids'
names.
And
Han Solo would get more respect in jail than Obi-Wan Kenobi would.
True story.
It depends if you were like holed up with a bunch of sand
people.
Explain.
Yeah, and you wouldn't have to explain why you're in jail because obviously you're a smuggler.
Yep, of grace.
Okay, tell us your kids' names.
I got Rivers, my oldest. Strider, my middle child.
Yes.
And Arias, my baby.
Rivers,
my baby boy.
Strider. And Arias.
I'll tell you what, my kids went through the roof a couple weeks ago when I showed them the Lord of the Rings movies for the first time, and they realized that Strider was named after, like, the coolest character in the universe, and Strider immediately became their, like, favorite friend ever. So.
Yeah. See, there you go.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah,
wow.
Dude. Call us when they get to high school. Let us know how that goes.
We'll be in touch still, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Yes, we will.
For sure.
Yes, we will.
I just love that Thanksgiving at your house sounds like it would be Magic the Gathering.
Yeah, dude, seriously. It's like Game of Thrones all up in your crib.
Oh, my gosh, dude.
Just saying. The PG version, of course.
Yeah.
Because, let's be honest.
No,
that's not necessarily
away from
the
that show.
Yeah, no. I've never seen it for that reason. So.
That's crazy, dude. I love your crazy kid names. You're awesome.
Thank you.
Congratulations on being man enough to name your kids crazy things because, you know, we all had the crazy names we wanted to name our kids and our wives wouldn't let us. So,
yeah.
Congrats on being the man of the house.
I know. It could have been John Ball Jr.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. So, let's be
dude,
honest.
No, Jen's awesome about that, man.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
She's all on board with it. So.
Yep.
Nice.
That's good. That's good.
There we go,
buddy. You want that. So. All right, Johnny B.
Unfortunately, she wasn't on board with Han Solo, though.
Yeah.
You know, because honestly, that was first choice.
Yeah. That's why you go with something simple like Luke, and then you get to just enjoy the fact that it's Luke Skywalker for the rest of your life. You know what I'm saying?
There you go.
I'm just saying.
There you go.
All right, buddy.
All right, dude.
Love you.
Have a good one, my bro.
Love you too, buddy.
All right.
Talk to you later.
Later.
Bye.
Johnny B., everybody.
So funny,
crazy kid
dude,
names.
That dude.
Static Radio.
So my cousin and her baby daddy named their son Anakin.
Oh, yes.
Nice.
Yes. I don't know, though, man, because that means he's going to go awry. Like, in high school years, all that teen angst is going to build up, and then he's going to start killing his friends and then wearing a big old scary black mask until he's old and crusty, and then his son's going to save his life, and then he dies.
Forever on the search trying to find some girl named Padme.
Yeah.
So you've got his whole life planned out by the movie,
on you. Pretty much, pretty much. Let's pray.
Right.
I just love that her dad's name is Baby Daddy.
Yeah.
Like, his name should be just Baby Baby.
Yeah. Thanks for the call.
Bye.
All right. Talking about a gentleman who legally changed his name to Obi-Wan Kenobi. Sadly, he didn't stick to the light side of the Force. He has turned to the dark side. He was arrested for charged with a hit and run, actually, a 5-car accident. And, dude. Yoda tried to warn.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm just saying.
Well, Obi-Wan Kenobi, he's going to be so old, he probably doesn't even have a license anymore.
True that, man. Static.
Morning.
How
you guys doing today?
Can't complain, man.
So, listening in here, one night you guys are talking about the names, and, you know, I remembered something that my mother-in-law told me when my kids were little. My kids are 14 now, 14 and 12. But when my son was born, we were talking about names and you know, because we didn't want to, you know, screw up his name and be picked on because my wife liked the name Seth and I wasn't too fond of it.
Right.
But so my mother was telling me about some girls that she went to school with. And my mother-in-law was like in her 60s. So, but their last name was Pig.
Oh, no.
And she said that her friends that
she's going to school with, they're twins, and they were cool enough back then even to name one Ima and the other one Yura.
No and I way!
Was, dude, Ima, I Yura? Like, I have to
Ima Pig
people.
And Yura Pig. Ima and Yura.
Ima would have it super rough because she's like, I'm a pig. And then even her sister would be like, you're a pig. I'd be like, oh.
Isn't that cool?
That's the worst.
That is horrible.
But can she be like Piggy Smalls or something?
Piggy Smalls?
Yeah.
It had to be.
Yeah.
Wow. Thanks for the call, man.
No problem.
Wow.
She could have been Piggy Smalls if she was in the mafia.
Dude, yeah. Piggy Smalls,
Piggy
really?
Piggy Smalls. At least that would like kind of cushion the blow
man.
Of being called pig. That's like just like being called like cow or something.
Oh, yeah. Our
like, girls don't like names like that.
Nate Young, the drummer
last
for Amberlin.
Girls don't like pig or cow
no.
as names.
Nate Young, drummer for Amberlin, he has twin brothers, and their names are Peter and Parker.
Oh,
his
man.
Dad swears up and down he's not a Spider-Man fan, but let's
That's
be
honest.
That's
absolutely not true.
There's no
his
way
dad's
that
also
just
good
happened.
At lying.
Yeah. Static.
Okay, how about three black chicks named Jazz, Rhythm, and Blues, and they're all about a year apart from each other?
See, that's cool. I mean, why not? Why not? Thank you for the call.
Jazz, rhythm, and blues.
Well, my nephews have really crazy names. Crazy okay. names after like a 17 different 80s superstars. I'm just saying, I need to call my nephew and first console him because he's in high school. You know, his name's
cool, dude.
His name's cool to...
I'm sure it's got him all kinds of super cred with the ladies.
Really?
Yeah. Chorus is a rad name.
To us...
Dude, I don't even think about, like...
Project 86, The Butcher, by request. Kicking off your 9 o'clock hour. Good morning, Steve-O, Billiam, and Joey in studio.
What is up, my bros?
Hey, everybody.
Dude.
How you guys
my
doing?
Bros.
Hey,
Billiam, dude, you're, Your stash kind of rocks my world.
It rocks a lot of worlds.
It does. Yeah.
That thing's like 1940s world.
Yeah.
1950s.
Right. Yeah.
It's pretty amazing. Dude, I just bought... I can't promote it, so I'm not. But
all right.
You know, those commercials nowadays, and it's like the dude from Outkast, and he's like, check out my beard. It's all super fly and... trimmed and cool.
Oh, yeah, like, this is my trim or style or whatever.
Mm-mm. I bought that thing.
Yeah.
The beard trimmer. The Darth Maltese.
Yeah.
How come your face still looks like just a giant
cartoon? What are you talking about? But
it looks like a friggin' SOS pad with a mouth.
But it's a trimmed down version. I trimmed it.
Whatever.
I used a 3-guard. Yeah.
Are you serious?
It's even. Yeah, come on. It's all even.
It's not even,
look
dude.
No it's way. Not even.
Even. It's not even.
It's even, bro.
Except
not
for
even.
Like the missing patches on your cheeks and stuff.
I know.
Oh, that has nothing to do with the trimmer. That just has to do with the fact that I'm not a real man yet and can't grow cheeks.
I guess not.
I can't do it. Static. Hello.
Hey. My name's David.
Hi, David.
And I'm going to name my son Harley, so when people look at him, they're like, hey, that's Harley David's son.
Here's the problem, though, and I'm going to be totally real.
That's funny, Harley David's son.
That is funny.
That is funny, dude.
That is funny. As long as it's a boy, you can do that.
Of course he can. Yes. That's
well, if I mean, it, you do not want to name a girl Harley.
It still would be funny, too. They'd be like, hey, that's Harley David's daughter. I mean, it still would be kind of funny.
We have a really dear friend
Harley
who just
David's
named his
son.
Daughter Harley. After
Davidson.
After the
it could be Harley Quinn.
Joker. Yeah, but Harlequin, that's where Harley Quinn comes
right.
from.
That's what I mean.
Yeah.
So she's like somebody who plays cards good.
I'm just saying. You don't wanna, when we had talked about it.
I know.
If we ever had a girl, we were like, dude, we're gonna name her Harley.
No,
and then
you
Ethan
can't
Luck,
do that. It's the worst.
Drummer from
junior high kids are absolutely ruthless and cruel.
Because what do guys want to do?
Okay, no, yeah, you don't have to explain it. We get it. So
you ride a
ride a motorcycle.
Yeah, you don't have to explain it. We get it.
I'm just saying. You're right. High school years are cruel no matter what. My
no
name
was
Steve. I have the most boring name in the world. They came up with some pretty good stuff.
That's why you just don't go to school. And...
Yeah, that's right. You were homeschooled. Did your mom ever make fun of your name?
No, my brother did.
Really?
Yeah, but my name, like, Will, you can't do a whole lot with it. So he had, like, his classic rhyme of, Will the pill sits on a windowsill.
I was
like,
wow.
You're clever, big brother.
Yeah.
Will the pill.
That's funny.
Wow.
It's funny because it's totally stupid.
It's totally dumb.
I found three words that rhyme and I'm going to call you them.
Yeah.
That's pretty much like youth logic.
Really. Yeah.
So check it out, dude. As we talk about horrible names in high school and being named crazy things and high schoolers being cruel, I'm going to move on to something serious. All right. You ready for the serious talk?
Yeah.
I never got this.
This is serious news talk. According to a new study out of Oxford, soldiers might be doing a little more than just moving on-screen tiles. Beep, 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 beep. In recent years, the military's top brass have funded some truly bizarre approaches. I kid you not, from neck injections to, wow, other things, in an effort to treat symptoms of post-traumatic stress afflicting today's soldiers. PTSD is serious. It's not a funny thing. In fact, Raul Reese is actually coming out here. He deals with a lot of the vets. He dealt with post-traumatic stress syndrome quite regularly and really with his time in Vietnam. Guess what they're using today to fight PTSD, and it's super working.
Video games.
Peeps.
Not just any video game, my friend.
Oh, is it really? Video games.
Tetris.
Really?
True story. According to one research team, no, yeah,
that's
right,
awesome.
High five.
High five to JoJo.
Tetris gets me more stressed out because I can't make the pieces fit. It explodes.
According to one research team out in Oxford University, they claim that Tetris, yes, Tetris, can actually prevent PTSD-related flashbacks because those harrowing moments of recall are among the most devastating symptoms of the condition, which is estimated to affect at least 25% of soldiers coming home from Iraq and Afghanistan. Mm. Can you believe that? How crazy is that? In a study presented last week at the British Psychology Society annual conference, a team led by Oxford psychiatry expert Dr. Emily Holmes concluded that when played soon after exposure to trauma, Tetris served as a cognitive vaccine that seemed to inoculate against the buildup of flashbacks. So this is a lot of technical terms. Why, you ask? I'm just asking what those words mean, but why? Because the process of playing Tetris, the team hypothesizes, places demands on one's brain that interfere with its ability to form and retain the traumatic memories that later emerge as flashbacks. So, give soldiers Game Boys. I'm being totally serious. I mean, could you imagine? I probably would have joined the military if they would have given me a Game Boy when you sign up.
The reason you didn't join the military is because your mother made you join the military.
True story. So, went to a military school. I was in the Coast Guard. I joined the Coast Guard.
Are you serious?
I was in basic training for all of 3 weeks until I totally blew my knee and came home.
Fifth metatarsal?
My fifth metatarsal.
Yes.
No.
It's like a dorsal fin, but right.
I'm not kidding. Yeah, I was there for all of 3 weeks.
Wow.
At basic training.
And then you did Peace Corps?
Cape May, New Jersey. And
the Peace Corps.
Yeah.
I know someone that went on the Peace Corps. A couple people.
Yeah, that's totally
I don't
different.
Even know what they do.
It
seems like they mainly go to Africa and smoke endo.
Yeah, my old
My old landlord was a total Peace Corps retiree.
Yeah.
And every time I hated paying rent because every time I saw him, he would suck me into some 45-minute Peace Corps story about living in a tent in Zimbabwe or something.
Yeah.
I'm like, dude.
Basically, that was what they did, man.
What's wrong with you?
I'm telling you, man. It was a big deal. How do we go from PTSD to, like, the Doors and weed?
Well, it's for their glaucoma. But hey, there's like, I'm still laughing. I know we've moved on, but I'm still laughing at some of these names.
Oh, yeah, dude.
That people posted.
We can definitely go there. I just thought that was an interesting study.
This dude named David Ferris wants to change his name to Deadpool.
Ferris?
Yep.
He doesn't need to change his name.
I like this one. I don't get it. If it's not a character, then I like it even better. But Alberto wants to change his name to Blake Griffin.
That's an NBA player right now.
Okay.
That's a basketball player.
TJ Holt wants to change his name to Ron Burgundy. Tony Wilson wants to change her name to Thundercats Ho.
Okay, Tony. Lady Tony in the
lady
room.
Lady Tony wants
you
to change
it. You don't want to change your name to Thundercats Ho. But that's what Lion-O says. Thundercats Ho! Yeah, but I'm thinking probably not so much.
Oh my gosh. So another person said they want to change her name to Wolverine, of course.
Dude, of course.
JD wants to change his name to Nitro, but his nickname would be Mike. Jason Gleason would change his name to Jean-Luc Picard, and he would drink Earl Grey tea all the time. Michaela Malone
already like
that's
the coolest
like the
name.
Freshest name ever. She would change her name from Michaela Malone to Rainbow Slicer.
Ooh, I like
she
that.
She says that's actually my nickname, but
that's
I love
exotic.
It.
That is.
Rainbow well, Slicer?
Rainbow Slicer.
How, what do you do to get like, the nickname Rainbow Slicer?
And how do you call someone no that idea. In conversation? Hey, what's up, Rainbow Slicer? All right, sounds good. Rainbow Slicer, what are you doing for lunch today? Oh, me too, Rainbow Slicer. You're crazy, Rainbow Slicer.
I don't know.
Slicer.
You might want to ask Rainbow Slicer over
I know.
There.
Dude,
I don't. Who really uses full names, though, when you're talking to people? I'm never like, hey, what's up, Joey Belleville?
That's right.
You know what I mean?
I don't know that's happened.
Just saying.
Steve-O Jeter. Hey, Josh Fritz would change his name to Caliber Dragon.
Caliber Dragon? Mm-hmm.
Yes, I think that's his, like, Dan Don Thomas would change his name to Princess Consuela. Okay, and then, Emily
that's
would
why
change.
Why you gotta pre-read them?
Emily Enriquez would change her name to Emma Frost. Oh man, that is funny. Josh Lozano would change his name to Tony Stark, assuming that doing so entitles me to my own Iron Man suit.
Dude, anyway. I would be down with that.
That would be a $60 Iron Man suit.
That doesn't sound very protective.
No. Yeah. Dude, facebook.com/mystaticradio.
Sounds like a rainbow slicer.
Hilarious. Oh, some of the names that we've gotten from people. Incredible. Princess Consuela Banana. All right. Wow. Quiet science for you now. Steve-O, JoJo, and Billiam. Static Radio. Good morning.
Won't do me no good washing in the river. Can't no preaching man save my soul.
Static Radio with the Civil Wars and Barton Hollow right here. Good morning, Steve-O, Billiam, and JoJo in the studio.
Or yes. Brotus. Brotus.
Brotiste.
Do you know what my ringtone is for you?
I don't.
You should call me right now.
Okay. I'll call you right now.
It's pretty dope.
You're number two on my favorites, so it doesn't take very long to get to you.
Bust it. Okay, Steve-O's calling me right now.
Okay, let's see.
Come on.
Come on. Oh, yeah! That's kind of the best.
It's really loud.
Don't answer the phone. Don't answer the phone. Build.
Oh, yeah, it keeps going, bro.
Dude. That's pretty
nice,
amazing.
Right?
Yeah. That's pretty
hey,
much the
Hey, missed
best.
Call from Steve-O.
Call me back, dude. Call me back
Gosh,
so I can show you your
you're
ringtone.
You're such a big old jerk.
When you
oh,
call.
No, I don't. I've heard your stupid ringtone. For me.
Come on. It's all fun and games. It's all fun and games.
It's all fun and games.
You don't have to. You don't have to. Are you calling me?
No.
You're like, no, because I don't want people to hear my song.
Yeah.
It used to be only.
Oh, it's only.
There is no Steve.
You, there is only Steve.
Yeah, this is true. And now it's my favorite Echo and Green song of all time. True story.
I don't want to talk about
that. What?
Hey, we're going to be recording on Tuesday.
I know. You guys are recording new stuff.
Yeah.
Pretty
cool.
Working on new stuff. You guys going to do like a Kickstarter program? What are they called? Kickflipper?
A Kickstarter?
A Kickstarter.
No, not doing a Kickstarter.
You should.
It's so trendy, dude.
Get some cash.
It's so trendy, bro.
I know, right?
Plus, I don't want to. I would hate to be set up for failure.
Why?
Like, oh, wow, you guys got one pledge for $30.
And it's from Steve.
And it's from Steve.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
I would put money in that. Come on.
I was reading about, like, the keys to success for a good Kickstarter would be, it's not about, like, you can't, like, do some kind of, like, sympathy call, like, please, we can't afford it, we need your help. You have to, like, give people something.
Yeah, yeah. You've got to have cool
exactly,
return,
man,
for the different tiers. But you guys, you got to think outside the box. Like, a lot of people, like, we'll give you a shirt and a vinyl press. But, like, we'll give you a date with Joey Belvin.
You know what I would do is, like, I would see, like, if I could get, like, artist friends to donate, like, a piece of art, you know?
Ooh,
and
yeah,
then you'll get this piece of art, you know, that we're going to... Or, like, I saw someone doing something where they basically contracted artists to make pieces of art after the songs that were being written.
Yeah.
So you get one piece per song, you know, and so you could get one of these or, like, be in a drawing for it or something.
We just had a really good friend, Jen, donate a piece of art to our church. Remember Jen?
Jen Montano?
Yeah.
She's amazing,
She's
dude.
She's brilliant, right?
Yeah.
So she donated a piece to our church, but it's the Dissecting Prince Charming.
Oh, that's a good one.
It's a great one, right?
Yeah.
But it's a frog that's like... cut open and you can see all of his insides.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I never took that class in high school, so.
It's really cool.
I learned something.
Dissecting Prince Charming. It's a
pretty
great
rad,
piece.
Actually, yeah.
I love it, but I don't know if it's going to hang out in the lobby.
That seems like an interesting picture for a church to,
right?
to have.
So, dude, I love it. I just want to take it home.
Here's our.
So,
you know, God made all that stuff too inside the frog.
Right. Well, it means
still
something.
It's handiwork.
It's art. It's dissecting Prince Charming.
Does,
you know.
Does your pastor have, like, a pulpit? Because you could just put it, like, right on the front of
Dude.
The pulpit.
Yeah. True story. Yeah, that's a really good idea, though, for Kickstarter. Yeah.
Or for $50, I'll hold your hand for 5 minutes.
What? That's weird.
Nothing like stalker style,
dude. That's creepy.
You don't want any of that.
For $100, I'll draw you a one-of-a-kind
character. If it's bringing the cash
of you.
A one-of-a-kind caricature
of you.
So something that you would draw on the front of a Yellow Pages book.
You'd have to come in and I would draw your caricature for $100 for static radio.
Wow.
Just saying.
Not worth it.
No?
No.
Why not?
Because why don't you do something cooler?
It's
like
a unique piece
if you
of
wanted
art
to
for
kickstart,
me.
If you wanted to kickstart for static,
uh-huh.
you could do something like, you know, DJ for an hour,
things like that. We'll DJ your wedding.
You could,
$500
for
bucks.
Cheaper ones, you know, like Steve-O could do your voicemail greeting. You know, there's all kinds of stuff you could do, dude. Just think, bro.
There is... all kinds of things I could do.
You could do.
Because those are usually the ideas I have.
It is. It is about 9 o'clock.
Yeah. So
That idea is doo-doo.
Yeah, that's usually, unfortunately, the kind of ideas I have. They're kind of junk. And you're right. Because I got to tell you, it's May. And coming up at the end of the month, something huge for Static Radio. The first ever Static 500. And our goal is 500 new supporters. We are a listener supported station, and it is because of listener support we're able to continue the ministry or not continue the ministry. So yeah, we could use your support coming up. So we're gonna be doing something very, very cool actually at the end of the month on that.
I like that.
Yeah,
I like that, kid.
Yeah,
my 16 year anniversary is at the end of the month.
Wow.
Yeah,
dude.
And
16 years since you got the braces off. It's awesome, man. It's good.
Yeah. We still haven't done anything like fancy. It's kind of a bummer.
What are you going to do for this one? Or can you
know.
Not say?
No, I don't know. We're broke. I don't know what we're going to do. We're not going to take a cruise or anything, like take a trip that we've always wanted to.
Haven't you always wanted to go to Vaughan, New Mexico?
Come take in the sights, the sounds of Vaughan.
I hear it's nice this time of year.
I don't even know where it's at.
Is there a Vaughan,
it's
New
like,
Mexico?
I'm going to take a motorcycle ride out to Roy. Ooh.
I'm just saying.
Hobbs is looking good.
See, this is why. These are my Kickstarter ideas, and they're terrible.
That's a terrible idea.
They're terrible. I couldn't help you.
Yeah.
I'm no good when it comes to stuff like that, especially like anniversaries or something. I took my wife to the World Series for our honeymoon. Obviously, I suck at planning things that involve like ladies having fun, you know?
Or being selfless.
Or being selfless, in any way, shape, or form. I'm the worst. I don't know.
You are the worst.
Our 10-year anniversary is this year. I mean, that's kind of like a big number. You know what I mean?
It's
it is. It's an epic
number. You should take her to an Isotopes game.
Yeah.
I'm sure she'd like that.
Yeah, you should take her something that you really like.
I really like her being happy. So let's take her to...
See,
I know
you've
where she wants
already.
To go. I know where she wants to go, but... She's also going to be 8 months pregnant for our 10-year anniversary. So I kind of messed that one up. See, I'm already messing up our anniversary.
Yeah,
already messing it up.
And that's going to be your punchline for all this time. It's like, you never get me anything. That kid wasn't free. That belly bump you're sporting caused me.
Yeah, true story. So yeah, she'll be 8 months pregnant. So it's like, now I got to come up with something cool that's... She can't.
A lot of food involved.
Yeah, and we can't drive anywhere because she's not going to want to be in the car for that long of amount of time.
Yeah.
Can't fly at 8 months, right? You can't fly.
Can't. Remember, we had to cancel U2.
Oh, that's right.
The last kid.
Oh, dude. So Luke ruined U2, our U2 experience. And now
Luke
ruined
it.
Now this kid is ruining our 10-year anniversary. Jack was born 2 days before our first wedding anniversary, so our kids just ruin everything.
I'm going to save these breaks.
Little ruiner Jeter.
For your children.
Now we're getting into the cool, crazy, relevant kid names.
So, yeah, exactly. Our third kid, Succubus, middle name of life.
No. That's not.
That's not
what that means.
No.
Second off, we'll talk later.
You've
seen like Constantine too many times.
Right.
You don't get it.
Yeah. They're like the crazy.
No,
like,
it's not. Okay.
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Just saying.
What's a funny name that would go with Jeter?
Peter.
Peter Jeter.
That's what people always say. Come on, dude, I'll pay you. Name your kid Peter.
Peter Jeter.
Peter Jeter.
Yeah, when people wanted me to name my kids Taco.
Taco Bellville would be awesome.
No way.
Oh, dude. Ring my.
Ring my.
Ring my.
Ring my.
Ring my.
Ring my.
Yeah, that just sounds like a weird disease you
That's
have.
That's pretty amazing, actually. Yeah. I've never heard that until just now.
Ring my Bellville. I'm just saying.
Oh, dude.
Got some good ideas for you.
How about Jingle? Jingle Jeter.
Oh, I was thinking Jingle Bellville. that's a good one. Jingle Jeter.
And Jingle
Bellville. It works for both of us.
That is funny, dude.
Yeah, I don't know. Peter Jeter has always been the funny
Ruiner.
One. Ruiner.
Ruiner Jeter.
Ruiner Jeter.
Yeah. And so whenever your kid's growing up and you're angry at him.
Ruiner!
Like, yeah, this isn't the first time. Ruiner Jeter. We were all supposed to go on vacation.
See, I've got names. I don't share those names with anyone for a specific reason. Because no matter what, when you're trying to name a baby, everyone has a reason why. Like, dude, check it out. We're thinking of naming our kid Micah. Oh, I knew a Micah in middle school. Peed his pants.
They will foil your plans.
And they'll tell you about this one kid who smelled funny or
you can't tell people the names.
You can't ever tell anybody what you want to name your kid because they'll ruin it.
Absolutely.
So,
keep it to yourself.
I'm telling you. Static.
Dude,
yeah.
Name your kid Deceiter. Should be Deceiter Jeter.
Deceiter Jeter.
Deceiter.
A, that's brutal as crap. Two, you look at it in the phone book and it's just going to be Jeter Deceiter.
Jeter Deceiter.
That's even cooler.
That would always
be like the character builder. Be like, Dad, I had a rough time at school. Your name's Deceiter.
Yeah.
That's brutal as crap.
Dude,
there's nothing else that could get
hilarious.
Worse. He's like, well, yeah, of course, you know, this happened, but, you know, then again, my name's Deceiter.
You I've never want to name your kids funny things on a serious note because, dude, biblically speaking, like, names have power. You know what I mean? In the Bible, it was like, dude, you're going to name this dude this, and it's going to mean, like, the torrent of nations, or, you know what I mean? And so they always had, like, these crazy names, and we kind of got away from that because we're like, this is my kid Indiana Jones. Because he's cool.
Right.
But you never know what it really... You know
I don't
what I mean?
Know, man. I think that also those meaningful names came from what they did in the Bible. Those meanings came
right.
later.
Right.
So you got like Judas. His name didn't mean betrayer.
No,
but
it didn't.
It does now.
But it does now.
Right.
Yeah.
You know.
Static.
2 liter Jeter.
2 liter Jeter. That doesn't even make sense. It just rhymes. 2 liter. Okay.
Look, kid, I know you like sodas. I named you. I knew you liked sodas before you knew you liked sodas. 2 liter Jeter.
2 liter Jeter. Wow. That is. Or just liter. There you go. Like a leader.
Like a leader.
Like a leader.
Leader
He's going to lead the people. Leader Jeter. That's even hard
no.
to say.
Leader
that is
Jeter.
The dumbest.
That's worse.
Leader.
Yes.
Leader Jeter. Leader Jeter. Now it just doesn't even make any sense. You say it too many times, it's gone. Static.
You also don't want to tell people the baby name because then they might steal it.
A true story. That happened to me.
What?
That happened to me.
What?
Yeah. I'm not going to call them out on the air.
Sorry,
however,
bro.
I always said, if we have a girl, we're naming them this. And sure enough, Somebody named their kid that, and I said,
you, but you had a boy, so you kind of like let go of the claim.
Yeah, first and second name.
What?
Took the first
wow.
and middle name. I kid you not.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
The second one, too, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Wow.
I am not saying saying who it is.
Dirty.
Thanks for the call. You're right. Thanks for reminding me of the bitterness I harbor in my heart.
Wow. Hey, man. Hey, man. We're not supposed to be bitter.
Yeah, I know. I got to let it go.
Forgiveness.
I'll let it go.
Stuff.
Yeah, you know
forgiveness
what? I found
Jeter.
Way cooler baby names anyway. So, boom on you. Your baby name's not as cool as mine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yoda Jeter is going to be so cute. So cute.
Wow. Coming right back, we got some paper route or root and more phone calls like this. Static.
Hey, what's up?
Oh, hey.
Hey.
So, how's going? Speaking of stealing baby names,
yeah.
My name got stolen.
Stop it.
You mean like identity theft?
No. Like, 2 months before I was born, my parents' best friend, I was supposed to be named Michael, and my parents' best friend had a kid named Michael.
Dude, so what's your name now?
Lauren.
Lauren's cooler than Michael. I mean...
You could
Come
be
on.
Lauren Michael.
You could have been Lauren Michaels, and you could have started Saturday Night
Live. Dude, listen.
Lauren is
Lauren
a, cool
is a
name,
way
man.
More unique name than Michael, so you actually made out way better.
You
Although
did.
I will admit I wasn't expecting you to say that. But,
yeah.
But here's a scoop, dude. Does somebody really steal a generic name like Michael?
Hey, that's my middle name, jerk.
Yeah, right. See, that gets thrown out like candy.
It does.
You know?
And honestly, how many...
It's like, you stole Michael.
Yeah.
You can't steal Michael. Everyone's name is Michael. And
yeah.
John, you know, you can't do it.
And with a unique name like Lauren, I'm sure high school was way better for you than it was if your name was Michael.
Lauren, what's your middle name?
Michael.
Wow!
I didn't see that
Dude,
one coming.
I didn't see that coming. Thanks for the call, Lauren Michael.
Dude, that is so funny.
We got to take a quick break. We'll be right back. Static Radio.
The 2011-2012...
Paper Route. Song called Wish. Or Route. Paper Route. Why would you name your band something so confusing?
Are you serious?
Was it Paper Route or Paper Route?
It's a paper route.
It's a paper route?
Yeah.
Okay. So it's route?
So like, so whenever you say route like 66. You're going to take Route 66, you don't take Route 60. Route is when you are actually making the plan. You're routing something.
Okay.
Okay, does that
but
make sense?
But it's spelled exactly
it's
the same.
It's just like read and read, bro. All right? It's the same.
No, but red is R-E-D, like the color.
No, stop it, dude. The past tense of read is read.
Right, R-E-D.
Okay, so the route is more like a root is actually more like a noun.
Well, no, a root.
And the route is more like adverbial.
Root is the thing in the ground for the plant that
that's
you can't see.
That's R-O-O-T, right, yeah.
But
you're
that's the root.
Smarter. I can hear it and feel it. So
we were talking about Obi-Wan Kenobi, dude who legally changed his name to Obi-Wan Kenobi, found himself in the press this week when he was arrested and in jail for 5 days. So we're talking about crazy names, facebook.com/mystaticradio, or of course, 505-338-3700. Hello.
Hey, you're over here complaining about names. Try Spanish names.
Dude.
You haven't had anybody call you with Spanish names, right?
Right.
I know, like Esperanza Jeter.
what's your crazy Spanish name?
Plácida.
What?
Plácida Veneranda. And that's it. That's enough.
That's
right
enough. Plácida Veneranda?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
But, you know,
so what do people call you for short?
My mother's name is Josefita. You know?
Josefita.
My grandfather was Valerio.
Josefita.
I'm serious. Valerio. My grandfather's name was Valerio, and I don't remember his middle name. But and then my uncle's name is Donde Está El Baño.
Stop.
It's weird. It's weird.
No, it's.
No, Spanish names take it all. Let
yeah, no kidding, right? And what do they call you for short, sweetheart?
Pat.
Pat?
Very original. All right, thank you, Plácido Blanco.
Plácido Domingo.
Hey, I got another one, a real short one.
Oh, yeah.
My sister is married to, her husband's last name is Gray, so she's Gray, but her sister-in-law married a guy that's last name was Ray, so her name was Brenda Gray Ray.
No way. That sounds country. That's country right there.
And my sister's married to a guy whose last name is Hooker.
Oh, man. It's a good thing she's married.
Like, yeah. As long as her husband's not TJ.
Okay.
All right, thanks for the call.
You guys have a blessed day.
Okay, bye-bye, Plácida Dominga.
Dude, I'm telling you. Talking about a dude named Obi-Wan Kenobi. True story, 37-year-old man. He's been charged with a felony. Hit and run. 5-car accident. Left the scene of the accident after the wreck occurred. He is spending currently 5th day in jail now. Yeah, dude. Obi-Wan Kenobi. So we started talking crazy names.
I would change the name to Obi-Wan Con Jovi.
What?
That would, because then you could be different.
I love me some Bon Jovi.
Right. So it'd be like Obi-Wan Bon Jovi.
Obi-Wan Evergy.
What?
Obi-Bon.
No, Obi-Wan
Evergy.
Obi-Wan Bon Jovi, and you would just be. It's great. It's like the best of both worlds.
Obi-Wan Evergy.
What? I'm just saying.
Ooh.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know.
I'm a cowboy.
Yeah. Obi-Wan Bon Jovi.
Yeah. Obi-Wan Con Jovi.
Wrath of Khan?
Wrath of Khan Jovi.
But you're mixing up Star Wars and Star Trek. You can't do that.
No, you just did
that.
That's
like water and vinegar.
No, you can't. Yeah, you're right.
Wait, is that water and vinegar you can't mix? Why can't you mix?
Oil and vinegar.
Oil and vinegar.
Yeah.
Although it does taste amazing on a salad.
Mm. Oil and vinegar?
I'd have a Star Wars Trek salad, please.
Star Wars Trek. Man, my brain hurts.
I can't hang, dude.
I can't either.
I'm like nerded out.
I know. I agree. We are done for the day. It's 9:50. It's time. We got a culture shock we'll leave you with. How about that? Some Bombay Cycle Club. Have you heard of Bombay Bicycle Club?
Bombay Bonnie Vergy?
Yeah, no. These guys are great.
Bonobo.
I'm telling you. Jen, I like that. She's selling her art on her Facebook page. That's hilarious. I love her.
Jen Montano, Prince Charming. She needs to put a picture of it
she
up there.
She needs to, because I love
so
it.
So she can see what we're talking about.
Yeah, dude. Anyways, all right. We are out, Steve-O, Billiam, and JoJo. You're gonna be gone for a little while.
I know, man.
We're gonna have to work this out.
I know. I'm taking a new job. So
yeah,
yeah.
Hiatus.
Hiatus.
Hiatus from the show.
Well, yeah, it's true. I mean, unless there's a morning that I don't have to go in early, I can pop in on the early times, but I don't think I'd really want to. But the office that I'm going to be at is moving in the fall over to the Balloon Fiesta.
Really?
So I can pop over there every once in a while.
So, I mean, that's like...
That means...
Closer.
That means I'm probably going to have to wake up earlier on Wednesdays
now.
Yeah.
No, Bonnie Vergy. So,
Oh, Bonnie Vergy.
Yeah. Oh, Topanga.
So this is it.
No, it's not.
It's it for Joe.
I'll pop in here and there, Brodus.
He'll never be back.
Pop and lock.
Dude, just like we hang out so regularly. So I'm just going to go ahead and say bye.
Oh, my gosh.
Say bye now.
Dude, you are such
this
a chick.
This is like the funeral
I'm just
song.
Saying. True story.
Funeral
oh my
song.
Gosh.
We only hang out at Echoing Green concerts. Or.
Because well, you're always busy.
Echoing Green concerts.
I don't. That's because I'm not into pay-per-view wrestling.
That's true. You're it's like, not wrestling.
Bro,
it's
we're
UFC.
Having a get-together at
it's
my
UFC.
House. What are they doing? Are they boxing
that's
in
real
UFC?
Fighting.
They're cuddling
that's like
each
Rashad
other.
Evans. Like
right,
our boy
but
Rashad.
They're wrestling, right?
They're fighting. That's real. It's not like you made it sound like we're watching WrestleMania or something.
I didn't say that.
I'm
I said
a grown
wrestling.
Man.
They're fighting wrestling.
I watch dudes in tights who really hit each other.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm a grown man. I watch two sweaty dudes cuddle on the floor here.
Goodbye.
Yes.
Goodbye. We'll see you later, Jojo. It's been fun.
Oh, my gosh. Just stop it. I'm not
I
dying.
I got to see you next time. I'm really good at that fake yell cry thing.
You are. You're pretty good.
Yeah. No, but really. We'll see you soon, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll be back around.
Can hold you to that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, I've been helping you out, dude, for free. You know what I'm saying, man?
Not for free. We gave you a gift card
I do.
To Parchment.
I am holding a $5 gift card to Parchments, which
you
is
go over
awesome.
There and you buy some test mints, all right? They're little mints in the shape of a cross.
Hey, you know what? I appreciate this.
You
this
buy,
is pretty cool.
Yeah, yeah. So
test the don'ts.
That's yeah, very nice.
Test we're the out. Don'ts. Culture
you make everything
now.
Nice, lame, Steve-O. You ruin things.
I do.
Hate you.
I do.
With the
I
love
do.
Of Christ.
Yeah. Static Radio.
This is Culture Shock.